A course on clear, confident communication. Clear, confident communication may be defined as the art of transferring an idea or piece of information from your mind into the mind of another without distortion, error, omission, or misunderstanding. Meaning: the idea or piece of information in the mind of the listener at the end of the communication is exactly the one that you intended the listener to have. A course on clear communication would be a course on how you may use your words to achieve the above stated definition. If we agree upon this definition of clear communication, you will probably also agree that this is a difficult skill to master. Sadly, all too frequently, we fail to clearly communicate information and ideas. The idea or piece of information in the mind of the listener at the end of your communication is not the one that you intended. Meaning: that somewhere along the line, the wires were crossed, the meaning was missed, the message was misunderstood, or its definition was lost. And as a result of the miscommunication, the other person is thinking things that you never intended, or the other person thinks he has understood your words, but has in fact misinterpreted the message and has something else in mind. So, then he goes off and implements the wrong action. And later, when you find out what he did, you are annoyed and frustrated that you seem to be surrounded by idiots who can't seem to understand a simple instruction. Remember this rule: your ultimate success is dependent on your ability to gain the cooperative assistance of other people. And in order to gain the cooperative assistance of others, you must be able to communicate with them and leave the right information and the right ideas in their minds. You must be able to communicate clearly. How can you learn to communicate clearly? One thing you could do is this: you could attend our Clear Communication Skills course. What kind of things would you learn on the course? You would learn the specifics of how to ensure that what you mean to say is what you do say. You would learn the specifics of how to ensure that the other person does not misunderstand what you meant. To get us started, here are 5 notes on the issue of clear communication. 1. Make clarity of verbal expression a top priority. Don't accept from yourself sloppy language. Demand from yourself the attempt of using the exact words that denote your exact meaning. 2. Try to use numbers in your speech. Give exact times, exact amounts, exact measurements, or at least as exact as the situation allows. For example, don't say, "The journey will take you ages." Say instead, "I estimate that the journey will take between 2 and 2.5 hours. Use numbers to express your message in more exact terms. 3. Give definitions for all your major terms. Many words are abstract, with many possible meanings and interpretations. It is important, therefore, before you go on, to give a definition of your interpretation of the term. For example, if you look at the beginning of this blog, you will find that I have started with a definition of the term, clear communication. I did that because communication is an abstract term with many possible interpretations, and I wanted to make sure that you had in mind my interpretation before we did anything else. That same principle holds at all times. Define all your major terms. 4. Speak in affirmative terms. Speaking in affirmative terms means talk about those things that do exist, that you are going to do, that you do believe in, that you do like, that you do support, that you are going to see. Do not talk too much about the opposite. Don't talk about those things that do not exist, that you are not going to do, that you do not believe in, that you do not like, that you do not support, that you are not going to see. We do not need to know where you are not going on holiday. We might be interested to know where you are going on holiday. We are not interested to know what you won't do. We are interested to know what you will do. We are not interested to know what you can't do about it. We are interested to know what you can do about it. The fourth principle is, speak in affirmative terms. 5. Distinguish between objective and subjective language. Objective language describes facts that are verifiable by direct sense perception. Objective language is non-emotional, non-evaluative, and non-judgmental. Example of objective language. In Britain there are laws governing our conduct. Subjective language is the opposite. Subjective language is the language of emotion, evaluation, and judgments. Subjective language is not factual. It is more opinionated. Example of subjective language. In Britain, there are too many oppressive laws governing our behavior to an intolerable degree. Question: Can you see and feel the difference between objective and subjective language? The point is this: know the difference. And the point is this: use the right kind of language for the intended purpose. And the point is this: don't use factual language in situations where emotional language would be required. For example, if you are proposing marriage, I suggest emotional language. And the point is this: don't use emotional language where factual language is required. For example, if you are giving evidence in court, then I suggest you use factual, objective language. Summary. Communication may be defined as the art of transferring an idea or piece of information from your mind into the mind of another without distortion, error, or misunderstanding. You must be able to communicate clearly. How can you learn to communicate clearly? 1. Make clarity of verbal expression a top priority. 2. Try to use numbers in your speech. 3. Give definitions for all your major terms. 4. Speak in affirmative terms. We are interested to know only what you can do about it. 5. Distinguish between objective and subjective language. Use the right kind of language for the intended purpose. Thank you.